Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello and welcome to Opinionated Marketers. We promised you a series on recession and how to deal with recessions. And one of the first questions I got asked when I asked some learners what they would like to know about recessions is, what is a recession? Which I thought was a brilliant question. So, Charles, shall we start there? What is a recession?
Well, okay, so technically speaking, it is two periods, i.e. quarters, of negative growth rate in an economy, basically usually measured by GDP. So at the moment, I think the growth rate was 0.1, so the coming quarter we'll expect to be negative. And possibly the quarter thereafter. Therefore, that will technically be a recession. There are lots of discussions as to whether or not there are non-technical recessions, i.e. when the marketplace feels very, very sluggish, consumers lose their confidence, and companies suffer from some sort of decline in sales, but isn't technically speaking, because it actually doesn't register as a decline in the total GDP. So what we have is a situation where the economy goes down. It doesn't mean everyone goes down, but it means that on balance, most people are stopping buying or are putting off buying. We have some circumstances where you might get a supply-side recession, which is because of the supply chain problems that we're experiencing at the moment. Companies are unable to sell, and the result of which is that they record low levels of sales than the previous times. That's brought about by not a drop in demand, but the inability to supply.
Yes, I think it's quite important to make the distinction between what's called a supply-side problem, which is what you've just described, and a demand-side problem, which is when people aren't buying. Because actually, the way that governments try to help varies depending on whether it's supply-side and demand-side. We have a slight problem at the moment that it feels like it's both. Before we go into that, when you have a really bad recession, it goes into a depression.
Yes, okay. So less of a technical grading on this. Essentially speaking, depressions are long periods of decline, which may last for 1 or 2 years. The Great Depression of the 1930s is the obvious one to refer to, but there were several others of bad periods in the 19th century. There have been periods of what would be called a long recession, because of the 2008 crash. The tendency is with modern recessions to go into depressions. Governments are now much more active than they used to be. And since the days of Maynard Keynes, governments have tools to usually stop recessions becoming depressions.
There is a wonderful quote, which was, I think, originally Harry S. Truman, who said, "It's a recession when your neighbour loses his job, and it's a depression when you lose yours, which I've always absolutely loved as a quote. But there is also, as you say, it's not such a technical description. So there is almost a sort of feeling about recessions going into depressions, as opposed to just being a very easy thing to measure, which is what a recession is. So you said that we've been through these before, and I was contemplating this, that we, about a year ago, we did an Opinionated Marketer on companies that have been around for well over 100 years. In fact, I think the longest was nearly 200, and they were places like Locke, the hat makers, and there was a cheese sellers. And so companies can go through recessions and depressions, and I think that's quite an important point to make.
Oh, I think, yes. The for all the doom and gloom that's often talked, the vast majority of companies will get through it. How they get through it and what they look like at the other end is the biggest issue. For majority of organisations, they will have to transform themselves and will take probably some radical decisions which they knew they ought to take but were rather painful. So recessions are a bit like the economic impacts of things like war bring about an acceleration of change and trends that have been around before. So there's an awful lot of mergers will tend to happen as companies come to, you know, either bankruptcy or decide that they can't make a viable business out of it. We were talking last week about Revlon going bust. There are probably some brands within the Revlon makeup that will be taken up. And during recessions, people will pick up those strong brands that would otherwise be unviable and bring them back into other companies. So companies will merge. Companies will look to bring forth the best and the most robust of their brands and put their marketing behind it. In most instances, the evidence is that those companies that maintain awareness with their marketplace and support their customers are the ones that do long-term good. Those that just hunker down tend, if you're not careful, just to get forgotten and really reinforce the fact that people won't buy, and therefore when they do buy, they don't actually remember you because you haven't been around in the last 6 or 9 months to remind them. So maintaining marketing is very important in that respect. And the Institute for Practitioners in Advertising has run over 60 years some longitudinal studies about the importance of maintaining advertising as well as marketing. And that is the FWorks on their website. So companies definitely can survive, but they need to think very clearly about what it is their customers want.
I think that's a really good place to stop. We will pick up again as to what governments can do in a recession and therefore how companies might need to respond. And we'll also in the future look at what individuals need to do in order to see out a recession. Charles, as ever, lovely to speak to you.
Thank you.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.